The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Stefano Tsitsipas is becoming a giant killer on the tennis court as the young Greek heartthrob has realized he can play with the best at the Australian Open in Melbourne.
You have a bigger picture of your opponent when he's going to come out, and you think that he's going to do some extraordinary things. And what I realized recently, that your opponent feels the exact same thing like you feel. So it's a pretty balanced match, but the difference is who's going to press more and be more aggressive than the other. But I did surprise a little bit myself with my performance.
Tsitsipas knocked out defending champion Roger Federer of Switzerland on the way to the semifinals. Perhaps the greatest player of all time, says Tsitsipas is on the right path to becoming one of the game's best.
He's definitely, done a really nice job now, the last year and a half. Before that too, obviously, but, beating Novak in Toronto and likes of Anderson and Zverev and now me here. That's what you need to do to get to the next level, and is doing that.
Among the women, Naomi Osaka of Japan has the experience of winning the U.S. Open. She is still learning about the environment at Grand Slam tournaments, like finding out there are cameras everywhere.
I just thought they had that one camera, like, where they call everyone. I thought, okay, you know what, thank you, because then I won't do anything that's, like, bad.
The Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots are the last two teams standing on the long road to Super Bowl 53. Both won on the road in their respective conference championships. Both won in overtime, the first time ever each semifinal went to extra time.
I was probably as excited as I've been in a long time.
41-year-old Tom Brady, the oldest active quarterback in the National Football League, led the New England Patriots to a 37-31 victory over the host Kansas City Chiefs. Overtime and controversy settled the National Football Conference Championship as the visiting Los Angeles Rams never led the entire game, but still beat the New Orleans Saints 26-23. Playing in just his third season, 24-year-old quarterback Jared Goff found himself behind 13-0 before bringing the Rams back into the game. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.